From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Part of an 83-acre wetlands known colloquially as the Field of Fireweed has been recommended for rezoning for industrial use. The move by the city's planning commission is the first step in a series needed to clear the way for development of the property, located just south of Juneau International Airport. The commission voted Tuesday, 6-1, to support the rezoning. Commissioner Percy Frisbee cast a dissenting vote. Commissioners Michael Levine and Dan Miller were absent. The vote was first reported by the Juneau Empire. Landowner Spike Bicknell of Bicknell Construction has been trying to develop the property for years. Previous efforts have been rejected by the city following public opposition from admirers of the wild purple flowers that bloom in late spring. Those critics want the wetlands preserved. Gwen Balus, president of Juneau's local Audubon Society chapter, says the parcel is part of the Mendenhall Wetlands Complex that's been recognized as important habitat.
This whole area has been designated as an important bird area. And so important bird areas are places that we watch from a conservation perspective because they host either migratory stopovers or breeding areas that are really important for several species' life cycle.
Major hurdles still remain before the property can be developed. They include ratification of the rezoning by the Juneau Assembly, as well as the landowner securing permission from the airport to access the property. The commission explicitly stated that access could not be from Egan Drive, and the Federal Aviation Administration regulates road traffic near the airport. City planners have opened an application to build a motocross track on the property, but the materials remain incomplete and aren't yet scheduled for consideration. A plan from minority Senate Democrats for addressing Alaska's deficit calls for reworking state oil tax policy and implementing broad-based taxes before moving on to the potential use of earnings from Alaska's oil wealth fund. The plan would start with what they call targeted cuts to things like tax credits and mega projects. From there, they propose tackling oil taxes before taking up a broad-based tax, like an income tax. Use of Alaska Permanent Fund earnings for government would be the last item for debate. Republican Senate President Pete Kelly has said his majority will evaluate the use of fund earnings, but won't act on that until there's a spending limit in place and proven budget reductions. The majority is pursuing $300 million in cuts for next year. The city of Sitka has been added as a defendant in a lawsuit brought by a woman whose home was destroyed in a deadly landslide. The Sitka Sentinel reports that Christine McGraw filed the lawsuit against Sound Development LLC, the company she purchased her property from a year before the August 18, 2015 landslide. The judge granted the request from the development company Monday to make the city and borough of Sitka a third-party defendant in the lawsuit. Ernestine Hayes was named the 17th Alaska State Writer Laureate, and tonight she'll be officially announced at the Governor's Awards for the Arts and Humanities here in Juneau. The Alaska State Council on the Arts facilitates the selection of the Writer Laureate. You can watch their awards on 360 North tonight, beginning at 8 p.m.